one of the great healing evangelists, had over had 10,000 of his healings documented by the Better Business Bureau. As he led the healing rooms in Tacoma, Washington, it was declared the healthiest city in the United States. He was given the key to the city and recommended or recognized rather by the Surgeon General as well as the President of the United States. This is a real deal, okay? So he would have people with cancer on their leg, and he would say to the doctors, hey, hook your microscopes up to their leg and just leave me enough room to put my hands. And so he put his hands on the patient. They had all the microscopes, all the scanners on, everything. And they said, what's happening? He said, what's happening? They said, every cell is beginning to regenerate itself. This was the testimony of doctors, okay? But John G. Lake has some of the greatest revelation on the dominion of the believer that I've seen or read anywhere. I do not recommend all of God's generals. They're not all great theologians, but John G. Lake was. And he said this, praying in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, is the making of my ministry. It's by that strange communication that I pour forth the knowledge of God to you from day to day. So he said that it was the making of his ministry, that that's the place where he got those revelations. That's the place where he got those ideas. That's the place where he got wisdom and knowledge and virtue poured out in his life. All right. I know that Young E. Cho, who's built the greatest, I mean, not the greatest, but the largest church in the world, okay, at one time was up to near a million believers, okay, and has impacted that nation to where now South Korea has 29% to 30% born again. I was just there a few months ago driving down the streets. I'm like, hey, where's the bad parts of town? Where's the poor parts of town? It's like, oh, we don't really have those. What? He prays in the Spirit, sings in the Spirit from 2 to 4 hours a day.